Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In the book of James, chapter 1, I'll read verses 19 and 20. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Anger is a good emotion, which God gave to us to be as a tool to help people we love. Because God commands us to be angry at certain things, anger then is a matter of the will when we use it. In other words, anger is something we can and should control. It is not to control us. No one has more anger or has a hotter temper than anyone else. You just have people who have better control or less control of their temper. People don't have a shorter fuse than others. What they have is less control over where they place the fuse. You see, the color of your hair or your racial background has no bearing on the emotion of anger. Your will is the issue. Ephesians 4:26, God says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Anger is not bad unless it is used for sin or in a sinful way. We often associate anger as bad because we let anger control us in so many ways. God gave us the emotion of anger, so it can't be sinful. God gets angry, so it can't be sinful. It can be used for sin like any other emotion. Emotion is not there to control us. If it does, it is sinful. I liken it unto this. Emotion is the spice of life, but you can't live on spices. You have to have the meat and the vegetables. You can't just live on spice. And God gives us a recipe to use our anger or to help us control our temper. And I want to give you that recipe today. First ingredient is swift to hear. The word swift means ready, prepared, or promptly. God wants us prepared to hear before we react. People who react as soon as they hear are prone to sin. God wants us prepared to listen before we react. Hear. The word hear is different than most people think. It means to understand all the facts. It means to listen all the way through, not just hear the words. It is a legal term like hearing a case. You have to lay out all the facts and all the evidence before a decision can be rendered. Most people hear one side or one part of something being said, and they have their minds made up before you get all the facts out. We need to prepare our mind to hear all the facts before we make decisions as to whether to get angry or not. We're not supposed to just pop off because we hear something. We're not to pop off because we see one thing that could lead to something bad. Our temper wants us to react with fists and facts. But God says, listen, hear the whole case before making a decision. Some of you came out of a sinful background, but you got saved and are rearing your children in a Christian home. Do you know that they're not going to be as prone to the things that tripped you up as you were, because you weren't brought up being saved. And sometimes your quickness not to hear the whole thing out can cause them to trip up because of your quick temper. Number two, slow to speak. The word speak means systematic discourse. Preach. Planned talk. God does not want us saying whatever comes to our mind. Proverbs 14:6, Proverbs 29:11, and Psalm 19:14. God wants us to plan our words, because unplanned words will create emotions for anger. That's what James 3:6 is all about. James 3:6 says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and set on fire of hell." That tongue reacting is like hell itself moving in our mouth. When we hear things that cause the emotion of anger to arise, we should wait and hear the whole case, then plan our words to speak like at a trial. If we would guard our tongues, we wouldn't have as much anger. I remember as a principal one time, I had a student that would not obey. And I had met with them and met with their parent and met with the pastor. And eventually I told the pastor, the next time this happens, I'm planning to lose my temper. It is not something that's just going to be a reaction. It's planned. This is what I'm going to say. This is how I'm going to do it. And sure enough, within a matter of days to weeks, it happened again, and I threw a fit. The parent stomped into the preacher's office, all upset that I had done it, called me to the office. He said to the parent, "Pastor, Brother Bush told me this was going to happen. He planned it weeks ago, and it happened exactly. He told me exactly what he was going to do, and he did it exactly the way he wanted." And I left the room, and the parent eventually apologized to me. It was a planned anger. It wasn't just me losing my temper. Number three, God says, first of all, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and then lastly, slow to wrath. Wrath, violent passion, violent emotion. It means indignation. Ecclesiastes 7:9, Proverbs 15:18, Proverbs 14:17, Nahum 1:3. Wrath or anger is not as bad as long as it's not controlling us. It has to be used in love for someone. It's not to be provoked. We're to choose by the will someone we love who needs that anger. We need a list of things that make us angry. We need a list of things that we will allow ourselves to get angry for. Try to avoid people and topics and things that make you angry. A wise person will avoid what makes them angry. I say, quit poking the bear. You poke the bear long enough, eventually he's going to get mad and swat you. Why do we want to keep poking the bear and get swatted at? I know what makes me angry. I know what makes me want to lose my temper. Therefore, I avoid those things so that I don't. In other words, we're to plan our anger as a tool to help someone we love, not just blow up because something bothers us. So, the recipe. Something happens in which our emotions want to get angry. We need to use God's recipe to make the decision whether or not to get angry is right or wrong. Be swift to hear all the facts, be slow to say anything about it, and be slow to choose wrath. That is God's recipe about temper control. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.